In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful. All praises for Allah, Lord of the Worlds. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the most honored of all creation and messengers, our Prophet Muhammad, and upon his family and companions altogether. As to what follows, Allah the Almighty says, Allah intends for you ease, and He does not intend for you hardship, and He wants for you to complete the period and to glorify Allah for that to which He has guided you, and perhaps you will be grateful. Allah is the greatest, and to Him belongs all praise for what He has guided us of the blessing of Islam. Allah is the greatest, and to Him belongs all praise for what He has facilitated for us of the blessings of fasting, standing in prayer, and recitation of the Quran. Indeed, we have witnessed in Ramadan a spectacle of the spectacles of faith. We have seen the houses of Allah full and congested with worshippers, praying, fasting, remembering Allah. What a great glad tidings for them to receive the glad tidings of the Messenger of Allah, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, who says, whosoever fasts Ramadan out of faith and in anticipation of the reward will be forgiven all of his previous sins. Whosoever stands in night prayer out of faith and in anticipation of the reward will be forgiven of all his previous sins. Whosoever stands in worship in Laylatul Qadr out of faith and in anticipation of the reward will be forgiven of all his previous sins. How great the joy of the fasting ones when they meet their Lord and return to their Creator. The Messenger of Allah, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, said, for the fasting person, there are two joys he rejoices in. When he breaks his fast, he rejoices in his breakfast meal. And when he meets his Lord, he rejoices in his fast. May Allah make the days of Ramadan a means to mend our hearts and conceal our faults and wipe away our sins and relieve our distress. O Allah, accept our fast, our standing in prayer, and our righteous deeds. O servants of Allah, Allah the Almighty has imposed at the completion of the fast of Ramadan a charity that acts as a cleansing for the fasting person for what may have occurred in his fast of idle speech and obscenity, and as a means to feed the needy and to bring happiness to them. As narrated from Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, who said the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam imposed Zakat al-Fitr as a cleansing for the fasting person from idle speech and obscenity, and as a means of feeding the needy. Whoever fulfills it before the Eid prayer, then it is an accepted charity. And whoever fulfills it after the prayer, then it is a general charity among the general charities, as narrated by Abu Dawood. The majority of the scholars hold the opinion that it becomes obligatory after the setting of the sun on the last day of Ramadan. The majority of the jurists hold the opinion that the time for it to be fulfilled is restricted, like the sacrificial animal. And so the one who fulfills it after the day of Eid without reason is sinful. All of the scholars are in consensus that the obligation is not dropped if the prescribed time has expired, because it became imposed duty upon him to pay it to whom it was eligible. And so it is a debt to them that is not forfeited until it has been fulfilled, because it is the right of a person. As for the rights of Allah that have passed the prescribed time for it to be fulfilled, then it can be rectified. It cannot be rectified except with seeking forgiveness and remorse. O servants of Allah, the Zionists' war on Gaza that has destroyed even the stones and trees, plants and crops, that has taken the lives of tens of thousands and caused wounding and maiming of tens of thousands more. This war that has besieged the people of Gaza, they have been deprived of drink and food to such an extent that they have been forced to eat animal feed and the leaves of trees and grass from the ground. Indeed, many have died due to this unjust siege. This war that the Zionists have used destructive weapons that have caused the killing of the elderly, the women, children, and in the most gruesome and painful way. They wish to achieve from all of this is to break the will of the Muslims and to pressure them to surrender and submit. But by the praise of Allah, this war has not increased the people except in firmness, determination and persistence and faith in the justice of their cause. Indeed, the Muslim should praise Allah the Almighty. He has made in the hearts of many of the people of Gaza love for him and faith in him, that which is greater and more important than anything else. More important than the home, the land, family, and domination. This incident displays a bright picture that inspires many people about the greatness of this magnificent religion. A Ghazan person would lose his home and he says, Alhamdulillah. A person loses his entire wealth and he says, Alhamdulillah. A person loses his family or even every one of his relatives and he says, Alhamdulillah. A mother loses the most beloved thing to her, her dear child, and she says, Alhamdulillah. Indeed, all this shows how great the faith is in the heart of these people. Indeed, the Muslim should praise Allah the Almighty that He has made patience in the hearts of many of the people of Gaza. They have shown great perseverance in the face of this scourge that had befallen, that had it befallen the mountains, it would obliterate it. Patience, which is the key to victory and relief. Allah the Almighty says in Surah Al-A'raf regarding Pharaoh and the magicians, I will surely cut off your hands and your feet on opposite sides. Then I will surely crucify you all. They, the magicians who had believed, said, Indeed, to our Lord we will return. And you do not resent us except because we believed in the signs of our Lord when they came to us. Our Lord, pour upon us patience and let us die as Muslims. We praise Allah the Almighty that He has kept in this nation of Muhammad those who spend their souls and wealth and sacrifice the most precious of what they possess for Allah and His religion. The Almighty, He says, and among believers are men true to what they have promised Allah. Among them is he who has fulfilled his vow to the death, and among them is he who awaits his chance, and they did not alter the terms of their commitment by any alteration. That Allah may reward the truthful for their truth and punish the hypocrites if He wills or accept their repentance. Indeed, Allah is ever forgiving and merciful. O Allah, bestow upon the Muslims patience and firmness and bless them with patience to endure affliction and grant them victory over their enemies. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us all our righteous deeds. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this Eid a Eid that is blessing and prosperous for us and our families. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring delight to us by allowing us to see the victory of Islam and the Muslims. Wallahu a'lam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.